time for the North Shore Sports Desk on MSO News Sports. We bring you the latest in high school sports news from all across the North Shore. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the K-Band Savings Bank, Cranny Self Storage in Danvers, and Sun and Air, the North Shore's premier golf practice facility. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
North Shore Sports Desk. The team of Nick and Nick is back. Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru, ripping it up for another week here on MSONewsSports.com. What's up, Nick?
Not much. What's going on?
Not much. Midseason rankings come out this week. The podcast airs Thursday. The rankings come out the next day. So from here on out, that's it. We're talking about rankings. That's it. We'll have MIAA documents open, and we will be bringing it. Are they going to probably do that same setup maybe where they go Friday, Tuesday rankings?
I hope so, because I really like the Tuesday, Friday.
Yeah.
Because I like to run them. I like to run a little reader box with them. And by the time the Friday ones come out, they're kind of outdated by Monday.
So yeah.
I like to run the Tuesday one and throw them in the next day's paper.
Yeah, exactly. So, and that's good too, because we're recording on Tuesday nights, right? So,
yeah.
Plenty of fresh action to talk about. But, yeah, North Shore season, midpoint, things are shaping up. And especially on the baseball diamond, there is something absolutely super happening.
Great shot, kid. That was one in a million.
Time for the Super Sub Super Performance of the Week.
That's right, Super Sub Super Performance of the Week. We're going to NEC Baseball. You know how much of a shock tank that conference is. They all beat up on each other, but Masconomet has weathered the storm. They are undefeated. They lead the Northeastern Conference Dunn Division at the moment. Their latest was a nice 5-3 comeback from behind win over Peabody on Tuesday afternoon. That one. Three big two-out RBIs from Braden O'Connell, Dylan Cole to spark a rally. Gabe Fails with a couple of hits. Cam Connolly pitched well for Peabody today. Gabe Fails with a shutout inning in relief. I know Masco, they have been led by their starting pitching. Jacob Shirley has been their absolute workhorse at the top of that that rotation right there. And, yeah, they got themselves in striking distance right now.
Yeah, we've, you know, I saw Masco a few years ago, a North final against St. Mary's, I think it was, or maybe a semifinal. But other than that, what, they have that 2014 state title?
Yeah, 2014. I saw them beat Gloucester in the North finals that year. It was a good game.
Yeah, they were for the most of the, you know, I feel like a good chunk of the 21st century, they've been in the conversation, right?
Mm-hmm.
For good, solid baseball programs in the North Shore. And to see them doing this puts them at the level that reminds me of like the early 2000s, where I think they were really streaking.
Then.
I think I remember John
Parisi teams that I played against.
I remember John Parisi, Rockport baseball coach, telling me, I think Masco looked like basically a college team back then when they were playing them. So, hey, maybe there's a rise to prominence again. And speaking of stepping up all day, every day, it's the Super Sub Shop at 324 Cabot Street. Paul Guanzi and the gang cranking out those cheesesteaks. Longtime sponsor of the North Shore Sports Desk. We appreciate it. Check those guys out, 324 Cabot Street. Late April is the time for the parties to start happening. Religious ceremonies, high school graduations, proms. Don't do anything. Let Paul do all the cooking, because not only is it a sub shop you can walk into and get a bite, you can also order casual catering, he calls it. He's got some great platters, sub trays, salads, the works. Also family dinners they do once in a while, he announces it. They feed your family for a few days, all kinds of leftovers. Don't cook, call Paul. He'll get it done. 978-927-4788 is the number. Nick, what do you say we take a break?
Sounds good.
Okay, because on the other side, we're going to catch up with our latest Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week, one of the better softball players in that Gloucester High School program, which is streaking lately. They're getting hot.
Oh yeah, they'll be a factor in the end as always.
And our honored athlete from Cape Ann Savings Bank will tell us all about it after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Nick and Nick.
I honestly can't even tell the two of you apart half the time because I don't go by height or age. I go by amount of pain in my ass.
North Shore Sports Desk.
We're back. North Shore Sports Desk. Nick Kukuru here with Don Castro on MSONewsSports.com. It is time for our Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. Joining us this week, we have from Gloucester Softball Senior Captain Chloe DeGaspe Bobby. And how's it going this morning, Chloe?
Good, how are you?
I think I nailed it, right?
Did he nail it?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit. That means you didn't.
I'll take it now. Sorry, Kukuru. Nobody gets Kukuru on the first try either, so. But Chloe, I mean, catch us up with the Fishermen. You guys are on a roll right now, three straight wins. I think you guys, scored 32, 33 runs over those last three games. So obviously going well at the moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just take us, you know, through some of those wins, how they went.
So the team that we played yesterday, we played Greater Lowell. We've never played them before, so it was interesting. We didn't really know what we were getting ourselves into, but I think everybody on the team showed up yesterday and we came out with a good win.
Nice. Absolutely. And so 33 runs or so in those three wins in a row. Where are you contributing? Where are you in the lineup? Like what spot do you hit? And how's it going for you personally at the plate?
I hit second in the lineup recently, and I've been hitting pretty much on and off, making like contact at most at bats. It's been going well.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the key in softball, right? Making contact, putting some pressure on the defense, especially with those short base pass, you get those runners moving.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Chloe, take us to the field too. I mean, you've been the starting catcher for 3 years now. You just kind of take us to your skill set behind the plate. What are you asked to do? What do you do well behind that?
I think behind the plate, it's important to control the field and talk to everyone. You can see everything that like the other girls can't. So it's important to communicate with the teammates and be a leader behind the plate.
Do you call the pitches?
The coach calls the pitches, but
okay.
Give them to our pitcher.
So you're looking at the coach and then you put the sign down and give him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does the pitcher ever disagree with the coach?
Not usually. Very rarely they'll disagree.
I find that fascinating that coaches do that, Nick, you know, it's because it's just to me seems like a intense thing. You have to just be dialed into that. You can only zero in on that particular function. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like a lot. Yeah. It's a lot, you know.
I've never been a coach or a catcher, so I cannot relate. I was a third baseman that excelled in throwing the ball over the first baseman's head. So
yeah, you know. But Chloe, you can at the same time you can be like, if a girl gets a double against you guys, you'd be like, "What's up, coach? You called that pitch?"
Yeah, it's not on me.
Awesome. Five and four right now. Big one coming up. You guys got Peabody coming up tomorrow. I mean, take us there. Obviously, they've been the big dog in the conference, two-time, you know, defending champs. What are you expecting from them?
Definitely really good pitching. They've had the same starting pitcher since I've been playing. I think we just got to keep making contact in order to have a shot at winning, and it needs to be a close game with tight defense.
Yeah. And Nick, after this interview, we're going to have the Peabody softball captain.
Okay.
Yeah. And from what I'm gathering, I listened to the Salem News podcast earlier today, and Matt Williams says they have the best player in the state. In his opinion, Betancourt, one of, is it Abby?
I think so. She's the pitcher, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Chloe? You've seen a lot of players. Is she the real deal?
Yeah, she has. She definitely knows how to pitch. And I'm pretty sure it's her twin sister is the catcher, too. So they have stuff going on together there. But she's definitely always been a strong pitcher.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Chloe, take us to your catcher. How do you kind of form that bond with your pitching staff? Or, you know, kind of keep things in control during the games? Anything, you know, you're a rah-rah player or you just kind of let them do their thing?
Yeah. Both me, Ashley, and Cam have been playing together since we were since we started playing on the Vikings. So we've grown up with each other and we play tournament summer softball together. So we've definitely always had a close bond and we work together in the winter and the off season. So we see the developments that each other are making.
Yeah. Chloe, what were you? What grade are you in?
I'm a senior.
Does that, were you in eighth grade when they went to the state finals?
Mm-hmm. I was in seventh grade.
Seventh grade, okay. Yeah. And did you go to the state final?
Yeah, my sister was on the team then, so I followed them through there.
Another DeGaspi Bobien on the team back then? No, yeah. I nailed it, didn't I?
Close, yeah.
Well, what did I get wrong?
It's DeGaspi.
DeGaspi, okay. We keep saying DeGaspi, okay. The Great Gatsby, no, DeGaspi, okay, we got it. So that must have been cool to get that, vision of what it takes to get to that ultimate level, Yeah. Do you remember, if you were younger, of course, but do you remember what impressed you about that team the most?
I think that they had a strong connection. And that year, the eighth graders could be on varsity. And I think that it was just a bunch of different girls working their hardest and being connected in order to make it that far.
Yeah.
That's right. That was wild. They had the eighth graders on. They kind of changed the rule. I think the next year or the year after that, the eighth graders could only play on the lowest level. Yeah, so you had, we had that guest last week, Ella Zindel, the girls lacrosse goalie. She started as a seventh grader and then she couldn't play on the varsity team
because
they changed the rule.
Yeah. That's weird. Wild. Yeah.
Absolutely. But back to softball, Chloe. What do you guys got coming up? Any big ones? I know the big game against Peabody, but any other games that you guys have circled on the calendar?
St. Mary's, definitely. Mm-hmm. We played them already, but we play them again. They're definitely a strong team as well. And they made it to the Final Four last year, too. So
You guys played them tough, right? Was it last week you played them? Was it 5-2, 5-1 game? Yeah. So pretty good game against them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Sure. And how about something other than softball for Chloe, our Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week? What intrigued you in the classroom and what's coming up next? What's the next step for you beyond high school?
I'm definitely very intrigued by math and finances. I'm going to San Diego State University next year.
Congrats.
Thank you. And I'm going to major in finance.
Oh, perfect.
Look at that. Smart move. Yeah.
Being intrigued by math and numbers is the smarter move than being intrigued by, letters and writing, right, Dom?
Yeah. You make more money doing it too. But that's cool. That's the college that went to the NCAA men's basketball finals.
Yeah.
Yeah. That must have been cool to watch, huh?
Yeah.
Marshall Faulk.
I'm dating myself with
the Marshall Faulk reference.
Yeah. Is it Johnny or Richie? Johnny Bologna, Nick, my cousin, second cousins in San Francisco. He went to San Diego State, had a great baseball career. Yeah.
Nice.
much lesser known than Marshall Faulk, but we digress. Well, that's great, Chloe. I mean, you got your plan is set. You're hoping to finish strong with the Fishermen this spring. We wish you nothing but the best of luck.
Thank you.
And yeah, we'll be talking to you guys down the road. We're confident you'll make the tournament and do good things.
Thank you.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Chloe DeGaspi Bobien.
You saved the best for last.
Yes. Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. And yes, as promised, we are going to go to our next guest. And it's going to be guest plural. Not sure who's going to show up. Might be the same as the Salem News podcast. Actually. Okay. The same crew. Do you have back in the two betting courts? Is that what
you had? No, we had all three betting courts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're having the betting courts and SPAC, the cash. Okay. Mm-hmm. So and SPAC is the Moynihan Lumber student athlete.
Yeah, and the Salem News student athlete of the year.
Yeah. So she swept it. She swept the major awards right on the North Shore.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe the Lynn item has one too. All right. Well, let's take a break and then hear from these PBD softball players that we hear so much about after the break.
I'm Mary Ann Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
North Shore Sports Desk, team of Nick and Nick, back at it with our next segment, the Peabody softball captains. Penny Spack in the house, Abby Betancourt, and Isabel Betancourt. Lots of Betancourts in the house. What's going on, girls? Just shout out at once.
Hi.
How you doing? Cool. All right, let's go around the horn here. Let's start with Penny. Penny, welcome back to the Sports Desk.
Thank you.
Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month turned out to be student at Nick. My early on something making a What's call. That? Does she know?
Yeah, that was at a Salem News student.
That
was at a banquet. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
They announced that live. They all knew before I did. I saw it later online.
I was always almost a spoiler alert there. But okay, you won that. Congratulations. You won everything. That's great. Moynihan Lumber, and then this. But all right, that was hockey season. That's done. On to softball. Huge things happening already. Tell us about how individually your season's going so far, Penny.
My season's going pretty good to start. I am currently in left field. My hitting's been pretty good so far. We had a good game yesterday. A little bit of a slow start, but we picked it up by the time that the game ended. Hit a home run against Danvers the other day, which was awesome. And most of the girls have been doing really well this year, so I'm proud of the way that they've developed.
Isabel, same question. Take us through your role on the team and how things have been going so far.
So I've caught every game so far. I've been hitting pretty well. We have most of the same girls in the field, so it's good that we're all comfortable with each other, and I hope the season just continues to roll the way it is.
Nice. And Abby on the hill, mowing people down left
and
right.
In the circle, right? On the hills.
Wait, who?
I know. I always struggle with that when I'm writing a story saying on the hill, because I say it every time.
I'm a baseball guy. I'm going to say on the hill, right? Never mind the circle. That's fine. That's right. There is no hill. It's just a little circle. That's true. In the circle, you're mowing people down. Talk about, like, you know, this year versus last year and your repertoire. Did you add any pitches, you know, or is it much of the same? You just got stronger?
It's all the same pitches. Just I worked really on improving my spin, because last year I felt like I was missing one thing. Like I was there, but I wasn't completely there yet. And I wanted one more thing to like put me over the edge. So I've really been working on my spin and making sure that I have the true like rise ball, curve ball spin, and making sure that my pitches are consistent and that I can throw them in any count, 3-2 count, 2-2 count. I can throw for first pitch strike. And really I've been working on my speed and really thinking like throw hard, like. And confidence is a big thing when you're in the circle.
Nice. Or on the hill.
Absolutely. Back over to Penny. Penny, I mean, you guys 2-time defending conference champs. I mean, state finalists last year. So, you know, you guys are kind of the team that has the bullseye on their backs. How are you guys dealing with that? You know, you're getting everyone's best shot every night.
I think all the girls are super excited this year. And I think that's definitely helped the chemistry on the team. Everyone's there to support each other, whether they're playing or they're on the bench. I think the fact that everyone is there and ready to kind of like give everyone a boost is definitely helpful. And I think the fact that like we have a target on our back almost makes us more motivated to do well. And I think that we've been doing awesome so far. Abby's doing awesome in the circle, been throwing great, and that helps with everyone's confidence. Everyone, for the most part, as Bo said, is returner, so that also helps. Everyone's been in these situations before and is doing very well handling.
Does it get boring in the field sometimes because of what Abby's doing on the mound?
Every once in a while, but, you know, I'm still excited. She's doing awesome. I'm yelling at her from left field. I'm not sure she can hear me or not. But, you know.
Like, there's dandelions. Like, oh, I see a guy. Oh, hey, how you doing? Oh, yeah, Abby's taking striking everybody out. No, you got to be ready, right? It's like, you know, it's just she's mowing people down. Suddenly someone hits a fly ball. But going over to Isabel, you know, one of the things I've said and a lot of people have said, and I want to know if this gets to you guys, if you talk about it. Peabody's great in the Northeastern Conference, but once they get to Division I, they're going to be humbled. And they say that in a lot of sports, because you guys are a big school and you play in one of the smaller conferences in that sense. You proved everybody wrong last year, though. I mean, you went straight to the finals and were right there at the very end. Question is, do you hear that criticism sometimes, and does it bother you?
I definitely hear the criticism. It can be frustrating, like being a bigger school playing smaller schools, but it's just the way it goes. We need to stay disciplined through every game, no matter like the score. It helps with our energy. Like being in a slower game, we have to have more energy. And then when it's in a close, like tight game, the energy is even higher than it was. So it helps with like the focus aspect of the game, because softball can be a slower game at times. So it helps with that. And then also like, where our non-league games, we're playing strong competition, and that's where we're facing some of the like faster pitchers. Like last year, we had played Amesbury twice. Those were our two losses in season, but they had one of the best pitchers in, I would probably around. So it was good to face that, and then we're continuing to do that again this year.
Yeah, and they, not to mention, didn't they win the whole thing too?
Yeah, they division. Won. Yep, they won the division.
They won their states. And they beat the Division I runner-up twice.
Yes.
I mean, that's a season right there for the Indians. They're still the Indians, right, Nick?
As far as we know? As I know.
Okay. Yeah. You never know with those names if they changed them or who knows.
Yeah. Absolutely. Back over to Abby. Abby, you had 3 straight no-hitters or 4 straight no-hitters now?
3.
Okay. Well, I
had a save yesterday, so okay. I don't think that counts. But
still, I mean, I can't remember. I mean, I cover Cape Ann. I can't remember a single no hitter in the last 10 years, and you're throwing 3 in a row. Take us what it's like being out there during one of those. Does it go through your head, or is it just you just kind of out there pumping away?
I mean, my first one when I threw the perfect game with 15 Ks in five innings. That one was a little, that was probably the most stressful one because I knew that was happening. But then after that, it's really just, I'm relying on my defense. I'm throwing strikes and I know they're going to make the plays behind me. So I'm good out there. You know, it doesn't really cross my mind. Even if I do let up a hit, like I'll get the next girl. It doesn't bother me.
It's a good attitude. Now, in baseball, there's a lot of like, don't talk to them.
I was going to ask.
You don't talk about it.
Yeah. Like, don't like, hey, you're doing pretty good. Four innings, no hits. Like, you obviously wouldn't say that. Do you mingle? Do the PBD players mingle with Abby on the bench, or they just leave her alone? Like,
honestly, I talk to Logan Lemazny the most on the bench because she will crack a joke. Like, she keeps me calm. Like, she keeps me like, she's not like, she's focused on the game, but she like the next second she's talking about, oh, there's a bird over there. Oh, there's that happening. Like, and it's just like, she keeps me like calm and relaxed and like ready to go out there.
Yeah. It's so weird and funny. Only the baseball and softball people understand this, like how you just don't mess with the pitcher when they throw a no-hitter. Like, what's up? Like, it's almost like you don't even want to talk to him at all. Yeah. Like, how you doing? What's going on, buddy? Penny Speck. I think Isabel was talking about competition outside of the Northeastern Conference. Who are some of the teams you've played so far out of conference, if any, and who are some of the teams that are coming up that, you know what, it's going to be a good measure for us state-wise?
We played Amesbury last week. We happened to win that game, and we have them again, I believe, this Friday. Eventually on our schedule, I think Brooks is coming up. There's a couple others. Our coach has kind of laid out a very good schedule for us, and we're playing a lot of out-of-conference games that are, like, very high-end and a lot of good teams that we're going to end up playing, which is really exciting. And I think it's going to be very good for us. I believe we played Central Catholic earlier in the season. I think it's awesome to see the great pitching because sometimes some of the pitchers are a little slower in our league. So it's awesome to see some of the faster pitchers because that's what we're going to end up seeing in the playoffs. So it's awesome to get better competition just to test our girls a little bit more.
Absolutely. Back over to Isabel. Isabel, I mean, you know, that tournament experience last year, how is that kind of carrying over into this year and, helping you? Because, I mean, there's nothing like it unless you've experienced it.
Yeah, all of last year was just incredible. And we only have, I think, four girls who weren't on the team last year that didn't experience it. And one of them is Abby and I's younger sister. And so she was there like along the way. And then Penny's younger sister was there all along the way. So we don't have many people that weren't a part of it and like experienced it all the way through. So we're hoping to take them through and everyone else like knows what to expect. And that's the expectation that we've set for the team is that we're going to go back there and we're going to play to the best of our ability all throughout.
Nice. All right, where's the team dinners happening? Usually, Abby, who hosts?
We actually haven't had one this year.
Okay,
which is surprising. We're a very close team though, so like practice sometimes it's like we're at a team dinner. Okay, like we chit chat and like we're bonded. Like we don't need a team dinner to get any closer because I don't think we possibly could get it. We're 3 hour practices, yeah. Like just talking the whole time. Yeah. We stay after practice, and I think we're there for an extra 2 hours, just all talking to each other, hanging out, like having.
Yeah, we're basically sisters. It's like family. Like,
yeah,
everybody is like that close.
Yeah, I get the sense that if someone's going by the practice and saying, "Wait, that's the one of the best teams in the state over there. Look at them; they're having so much fun."
Oh, we have a blast.
That's probably what helps, right? Because you're loose and. You know, you get to the game, you're not tense. You're just like chilling and just doing your thing. And Penny, you sure your parents can't host? I think there's a Greek element in the family, if I remember last time, right?
Yes, there is. We've been talking about it, actually. So at some point during the season, there's probably going to be a pasta party at my house with way too much food. There's going to be lots of leftovers, I promise.
Nice. All right. Well, I think we got the scoop here. What do you think, Nick?
Sounds good.
Yeah. Girls, thank you. PBD softball captains, Penny Speck and the Betancourts, Abby and Isabel, best of luck. It's late tonight, so I want you guys to get some rest and get ready for the next game. When is the next game, Isabel, for those listeners?
It's tomorrow. We're playing Gloucester at home.
Okay, Gloucester at home. That's on a Wednesday. And then how about the next game after that?
Friday against Beverly at home.
There you go. Okay. All right. It's an NEC week for the Tanners. Best of luck and go get them. We'll talk to you down the road postseason wise.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That was the Peabody softball captains. Good stuff. All right. Let's take a break. And on the other side, we'll have our North Shore baseball report.
I'm Marianne Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester by the Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at pomodoripizzeria.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
All right, back at it, folks. North Shore Baseball Report. Nick, let's waste no time. What's the story? What's going on?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously we talked, Mask and Omit there, but I think, another big story there in the NEC is Salem. Salem beat Marblehead this week. That hot start was not a fluke at all, which is awesome to see. They might be one of the teams to beat down there. They got a little bit of a lead, a little bit of a cushion in the NEC Lynch division, as does Masco on the Dunn. So we got a front runner kind of forming in both divisions of the NEC right now, which is surprising because it's known for, the parity, which it still has. Beverly and Danvers are right there behind Masco still in the north. Gloucester's fallen behind a little bit with that start. And then in the Lynch division, I mean, I think what do you got? Saugus, Swampscott right there too behind Salem.
Yeah. All right. And tomorrow we get our first baseball rankings from the state. Mm-hmm. So we'll see who's who.
Yeah, it's going to be some good stuff. It'll be interesting because you see, these out of conference games are big when it comes to conference rankings. So you saw, Gloucester beat Newburyport. Newburyport's undefeated in the Cal. That could be a big boon for the NEC. But I know Danvers also lost to Hamilton Wenham, who's on fire right now, still undefeated. That could be tough for the NEC's ranking. So we'll see what happens there. The Cal looking like a race. I got these standings up right now. Georgetown and Hamilton went them both unbeaten. Georgetown's got a good class. They've been good at every sport this year. Mm-hmm. But they're unbeaten, tied with Hamilton Wenham at the top of the Baker division. And Newburyport's the lone unbeaten in the Kinney. They beat Amesbury twice in 3 days.
Yeah. All right, excellent. So let's take a break. That's our baseball report for the week. We'll be talking statewide rankings next week.
Yeah.
But for now, let's take a break and finish up the show with one more segment. It's going to be the ladies, our North Shore softball report.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at pomodoripizzeria.com.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen, or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
North Shore Sports Desk, Team of Nick and Nick. One more segment to go. It's a North Shore softball report. Nick, I have to start
right
with a fresh news on this Tuesday night.
Let's do it.
The Battle of Salem.
Ah,
Salem
nice.
Academy Charter Navigators.
Boom.
Beat the Salem Witches in softball.
Wow. Okay.
9-6. The battle in the Witch City goes to the charter school,
mm-hmm.
Mack Park in Salem on Tuesday, bragging rights to the Navigators. good stuff. Salem News is covering it, so I'm sure there'll be more reporting on it later. But for now, we know the final, 9-6. Congratulations to the Navigators.
Good job, Salem Academy.
The green and white and black Navigators against the red and black Salem Witches.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Bragging rights to the Navigators. Anything else going on, Nick? I think you have some Cal news, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, we're talking NEC. I mean, PBD's kind of running away with it already. I know Danvers is also very good. And then you got, you know, a bunch of teams kind of beating up on each other. But yeah, in the Cal, I mean, I think you got three teams that really stand out above the four teams, I should say. There's four elite pitchers in the Cal. Your Amesbury is already running away in that Baker division. Are they defending state champs in softball as well?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're right back there. And then you got the trio in the Kinney division, North Reading, Triton, Pawtucket. They're all very good. They're 6-2, 5-1, 7-2, respectively. So that's looking like it's going to be a good race second time around. That's four very good teams in that Cape Anley that look like they got some legitimate staying power there.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, you heard from the PBD captains earlier. What a fun group that seems like.
Yeah, so you can tell this wasn't their first rodeo. They're very interview savvy.
I know, and they're PBD, so they get coverage of Salem News, us, Lynn Item, MSO News Sports. They're all over the place. PBD Linfield Weekly is the paper too, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
So they are not bereft of coverage, and I just got a good vibe from them. You know, the confidence.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big part of that game is confidence. Mm-hmm.
And just well put together. You could tell that they, they got it together. Put it that way.
Yeah. And they got one of the best pitchers in this. I mean, Matt Williams, Salem News, on your podcast earlier this week called Abby the best, Abby Betancourt, the best softball player in the state.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bold call considering. You know, we don't know what the heck's going on out west and central, but she's up
there. Funny. I remember the time I heard that when we were talking, I remember I was told back in 2017, the Gloucester Williamsport team that the Lacido kid is one of the best players in the state. This is what his coach told me. And I kind of rolled my eyes. And then, 2 weeks later, I figure out, no, he's not one of the best players in the state. He's the best.
Yeah, because he was on the grand stage with the best players. Yeah. And he was the best of the best.
Yeah, so maybe we'll see that with Abby coming up in the coming weeks.
Yeah, and I thought she, Isabel, was the one who answered my question on, you know, how does it feel that people say, oh, PBD's good in the NEC, but they don't do anything on the state level until last year.
Yeah, exactly.
When they got to that final. And you got to give a lot of that credit to Tawny Palmieri, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, she brought some that team to new heights. mm-hmm. former Hamilton Wyndham coach. So, and it's going
well. Absolute juggernaut.
Yeah. All right, let's close the show. That was the North Shore Softball Report. Again, rankings, rankings, rankings. Next week, that's what we'll be focused on in our reports, in addition to getting our guests, our standout athletes, coaches, whoever we have. We'll see. Every week, msonewsports.com is the website. Kelly Media is the parent of the website. Not of the website, but of the show. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks, Nick.
Thank you.
All right, see you next week.